Hello and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, May 6th. Tesla has started pushing a new software update with the improvements to the charging map and the Tesla toy box and a few more. With the new 2020.16 software update, the automaker is making a few somewhat minor changes. The Tesla toy box, where it keeps funny features like a fart sound effect, is easier to navigate, as well as improvements to the listing and filtering function of nearby charging stations and its interface. The dash cam is now easier to set up and erase. Elon Musk says that Tesla will eventually offer native video conferencing in its cars, since the hardware is already there. When Tesla launched the Model 3, it equipped the vehicle with a standard cabin-facing camera located in the rearview mirror. And this function actually remained dormant for quite a while since production. But now, Musk mentioned on Twitter that Tesla will definitely offer video conferencing inside vehicles as a future feature. The military has been talking about incorporating electric vehicles in their fleet, and with the Tesla Cybertruck being described as an armored personal carrier from the future, a rendering artist decided to explore what a Cybertruck would look like as an electric joint light tactical vehicle. The main render shows an olive drab clad Cybertruck with slotted windows, rail guards on the front headlight, a winch in the front, and of course a 50 cal turret crowning the cabin. Other vehicle renders show a double-axle APC, a tactical command unit with a solar roof, and lastly, a two-door Ranger unit with jungle camo and off-road equipment. The Volkswagen ID.4, an electric crossover based on the MEB platform, is already in production, and it appears to be similar in size to the Model Y. And this is according to a sighting inside the factory. A German YouTuber, NextMove, who previously spotted Volkswagen stockpiling ID.3 electric cars, has been invited to the Zwickau factory where they produce the ID.3, and he released a video about it. Quote, "I saw the ID.4 on the production line. With regard to the space available, it is convincing. Space-wise, it will be in the same category as the Tesla Model Y." Volvo announced that it will equip its next-generation vehicles with LiDAR, an expensive sensor that has almost entirely been reserved for fleet robo-taxis rather than passenger cars. Volvo will rely on Luminar, which is a company focusing on long-distance vision, for its LiDAR technology. Lotta Jacobsen, a Volvo engineer, said, quote, "That LiDAR sensor was developed primarily to give us information, pre-impact, about the severity of that crash. Then it turned out that it was also capable of actually activating the brakes. Everybody knows about the safety of something that pre-brakes the car. They don't know much about how it's also part of our pre-restraint system, which actually helps to set the safety belt. The more sensors you have, the more knowledge you have." Now, the Luminar LiDAR will not be a big spinning drum like you see on many self-driving vehicles. Instead, it will be integrated into the vehicle's roof. Volvo believes that LiDAR's robust capabilities can be applied to millions of vehicles for hands-off highway driving. BMW has reportedly decided to cancel its new electric supercar program, which would have competed with the new Tesla Roadster. Last year, BMW unveiled an electric Vision concept that looked like a next-gen i8 sports car. However, reports from German media and the BMW blog suggest that the automaker abandoned the supercar program. Quote, "According to both our sources inside BMW and German publication Manager Magazine, the M-Next has been canceled, and for some time now, actually. While BMW hasn't publicly announced this, it's our understanding that it's legitimate and the futuristic hybrid supercar project is no more." Now, BMW still has other electric vehicles coming to market soon, including the BMW i4 and the iNext coming within the next year. Colorado-based Lightning Systems today became the latest to introduce a mobile DC fast charger for electric vehicles. The Lightning Mobile solution puts out 192 kilowatt hours of energy in a package that goes into a vehicle or trailer. The idea is to rescue fleet-based EVs with a fast roadside charge. Tim Reeser, chief executive of Lightning Systems, explains, quote, "Lightning Mobile is charged from a standard Level 2 AC charger at up to 18 kilowatts and can deliver DC fast charging at up to 80 kilowatts and, optionally, Level 2 AC charging at up to 19.2 kilowatts. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, back in 2019, IKEA spent $2.8 billion on green energy. That money bought 1 million solar panels on 370 of its stores and warehouses, 535 wind turbines, and two solar parks. The Swedish furniture giant will only use renewable and recyclable materials by 2030, and further, it's aiming for zero emissions home deliveries by 2025. Top American and British economists published a paper on Tuesday that asserts that the most effective corona stimulus packages will also focus on reducing carbon emissions. As Bloomberg Green elaborates, quote, "The conclusion comes from a survey of more than 200 central bankers, G20 finance ministers, and top academics from across 53 countries, conducted by a group of star economists that include Nobel laureates Joseph Stiglitz, among others. The results were released on May 4th in the Oxford Review of Economic Policy." Swedish-headquartered steelmaker Ovako has successfully used hydrogen to heat steel. According to Kalinish Energy, Ovako and Lind Gas jointly ran a trial that used hydrogen instead of liquefied petroleum gas to reheat steel before rolling at the group's mill in Hofors, Sweden. April 2020 was the first month in history that renewables generated more electricity than coal on every day of the month. That's based on new data from the U.S. Energy Information Administration, and it was compiled by the nonprofit Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis. The daily consecutive run of renewables over coal began on March 25th and continued for 40 straight days through May 3rd. That breaks the previous record, which was only 9 continuous days. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, 2 years ago, electric scooter rideshare companies such as Lime and Bird saw their valuations balloon north of $1 billion. According to a publication called The Information, Lime recently received a valuation of just $510 million during investment negotiations with Uber. Bird, which is Lime's main competitor, is also facing a bleak reality, as seen by the hundreds of layoffs in recent weeks. It appears the electric scooter sharing companies pausing operations for much of the last 2 months has cash-starved the companies, and they're now being pushed to the brink. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.